Welcome back to episode 13 of the Landon Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I am Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, as a 13-year-old, you are undefeated.
I am.
What a game. There are so many There are so many things to get to, but it was pretty crazy. So I was able to watch this entire game. You were in transit during the end before you got to see the very end of the game. But we were texting during that whole thing, and I was pretty close to when Kenyon Drake fumbled into the end zone of actually giving up the sport of football and never watching again. I think I may have texted that, to, if not you, to somebody. I was in a bad place when he fumbled at that point.
You said to me that you were about to start crying.
Yeah, I think I was actually about to start crying. I pulled it together. And it just got weird at that point, right, Landon? I mean, the rest of the game was just surreal, because that's a game that the Miami Dolphins historically lose. And I looked at the standings this morning, so I didn't believe it. 4-2, tied for first.
Yep. All right, so let's, New England Patriots.
So let's break down kind of the end of this game. You made a great point. Again, you weren't watching at this point, where you asked why we didn't give it to Frank Gore. Frank Gore deserves, to me, all the credit in the world. He ran so hard out there. I mean, he literally looked like he was going to pass out those last two running plays. It was just insane. And the fact that he didn't get in on that second down play, man, he used up every bit of energy that he had. And the play call to Drake was excellent. Their defender just made an outstanding play on the football. But I literally was sitting there thinking, okay, we have a 6'7 quarterback, and the ball's like 6 inches away. Just sneak it twice. We're going to get 6 inches over two plays, but maybe not with our center, Swanson. What was going through your mind at the end of the game before, right around the time of the fumble?
Before that, I was thinking we were going to win. I was very excited, and I was going to go over to my friend's house, who's a Bears, for a pool party, and there's a ton of other Bears fans there. So I got my Minkah Fitzpatrick jersey out, which I got for my birthday. I got my hat out, my new Dolphins hat, and I was all ready to go. And I saw when he fumbled. I'm like, oh, no, I can't wear it. So I put it down. And so as the game went on, it went to overtime, and they missed the field goal. And, like, everyone was really upset. Everyone was booing Cody Parkey. And I was the only one cheering for the fact that he missed. And then we got the ball, and then we drove it down, and then we kicked the field goal, and we won. I sprinted all the way home, got my Dolphins hat, and my Dolphins jersey, ran all the way back, and they started getting pretty mad at me.
I would have figured they would have locked you out. I would have probably locked you out if I were them.
They almost did. Thank God for my friends letting me in, because I don't think I would have been let back in.
Yeah. Well, the end of the game, I thought, was just so poetic, in the fact that Kenyon Drake made some great plays in the final drive. And it's interesting, because I remember when we debated over the summer as to who we should get as a kicker and who they should even draft as a kicker. And the kicker they ended up taking, Sanders, no one had really heard of. Then you looked at his make percentage and it wasn't really that high. But I remember reading something. I don't remember who said it. It was clearly on one of the podcasts on DolphinsTalk.com. But that Darren Rizzi personally went out and worked out the guy and said, look, in college, you could have bad holders. You could have bad snappers. You could have non-ideal field conditions. All kinds of things can cause kicks to miss, not just the guy's make percentage. This guy has the best leg of anybody. And the fact that he went out there as a rookie and the coach called a timeout to ice him and he sat there. And, I mean, there was never a doubt that kick was exactly where he wanted it to. And he looked afterwards, to me, it looked like he expected to make it, which is, gosh, I wasn't happy that Parkey left us. And I think that was the other ironic thing is that Parkey had a chance to come back and beat us. And we sort of resurrected his career last year after he got cut by the Browns. What a great opportunity to see that happen. And man, it was such an uplifting feeling and such it's sort of honestly, Landon, it's a feeling we're not too familiar with. We don't normally win these games like that. And I've been on a high ever since.
Yeah, it's been very exciting that we came back and won the game. It was just a great game to watch. And if you haven't watched it yet, I would definitely see if you can find it or, like, record it or something. Try and watch the game, because it was
on NFL Network at some point this week, and that's a great idea. Someone should definitely – if you missed it, go watch it, because just the emotional up and downs, you can't get it in the highlights. You know, the fact that we started off so strong and – You know, I mean, the Nick O'Leary looked like a world beater at tight end, and that pass that Osweiler threw on the first touchdown to him was just perfect. And then there was, you know, the usual, what I call the crappy calls on our defense, which is when we're about to get off the field and we have a defensive holding that either, in my biased opinion, wasn't a hold or had absolutely nothing to do with the play, and the guy shouldn't do that. You know, that happened a couple times, and just Tariq Cohen was catching these little, they were calling him, Greg Jennings was calling him the Houston play, just this little, you know, kind of square in from the backfield and just running right by our guys like we're not even there. Raekwon McMillan, you know, covering wide receivers, which made no sense. But this team, the defense just was so scrappy, and the effort they put out was so strong, and to force the couple of key turnovers when they did, it was really uplifting to watch, and just such a great way, and just to see the joy and excitement of these guys, because Landon, we live and die with these guys every single week, but it was nice to see that they felt that joy for once. And the last 2 weeks were tough, and we were pretty critical of them last week. One thing I did notice is that we did call for Sam Young to be cut from the Dolphins, and they did. So clearly the Dolphins are listening to the Landon and Jeff show. So thank you guys for that. We have a couple other roster ideas. But the one that really stuck out for me, Landon, and you've been on this guy since the start of the year, was Albert Wilson. And the fact that I hate wide receiver screens more than anybody, and I'm eating crow today because Jakeem Grant had a couple huge gains on them. Albert Wilson had a couple huge gains on him. And I don't think it's sustainable, because I do think that the fact that we don't ever throw the ball deep because our line is so porous, even though against the second-best defense sack-wise and the leaders in sacks, we didn't allow anything. There's a lot of quick passes, and that other teams are going to adjust to that, because that's what the NFL is, a game of adjustment. But how good was Albert Wilson landed on those couple streaks where he just took off and no one could touch him?
He did so well, and he's just so fast. And if you get him into a situation where it's one-on-one, he will make that guy miss, and he will take it to the house almost 9 times out of 10. And I was just really impressed watching him.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. I was super impressed with how, you know, he just made people miss. And then the thing was, he finished the play. Because so many times you see that initial guy miss, and then you run, and then you kind of outthink yourself, or someone else makes the play. He just was gone. I mean, it was a sight to see. And I was yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs on both of those long touchdown runs because I didn't believe my eyes. Because as you know, I'm not a big fan of the wide receiver screen. We did have one that got called back because Amendola blocked in the back. That was not a block in the back. I don't care what they say. And there were a couple others after Wilson got the two touchdowns that clearly they keyed on it. I would like to see the play where we turn to Wilson and fake a throw to that screen and then come back to the other side of the field, whether it's a tight end or a back releasing, and get deep behind them, because that'll kind of stop these safeties from just flying up on it, which is what I think we're going to see the next couple weeks. But man, Landon, you know, a tough run of the season, right, with the Pats and then the Bengals and the Bears, and to be sitting at 4-2 after 6 weeks, I think all Dolphin fans have to feel pretty fortunate given the conditions of the health of the team. I was just talking to my buddy Scott Gorlin here. I don't know if you know Scott. He's our resident Patriots fan at work. And Scott just kind of said, well, your excuses are not true because you guys are winning with these backups. And I said, Scott, we were down to like 3 healthy defensive ends. It's just the injury bug has bit this team. So to be at 4-2 with this injury bug and this Lions team coming up who I think we can beat, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I am very happy too. And what I'm shocked is that the Bears didn't realize that most of our receivers are very fast and capable of making people miss. And we have Brock Osweiler in at quarterback with an offensive line that no one would want to have ever. They didn't realize that we're going to throw short passes. And that shocks me a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the wrinkle that I'm not excited about, is that if you're Matt Patricia right now, not that his defense is great by any stretch of the imagination, you just take away the short passes. Because we're recording this on a Monday. We normally do these on Wednesdays, but I'm traveling the next 2 days. And Landon, the Dolphins win was so monumental. You had no school today, right?
I did not have any school, and that was most definitely the reason why.
Yeah, that's pretty lucky that you get a day off of school when the Dolphins win. But so we recorded this on a Monday, so we don't have all their information, which we'll get to when we do our picks with Mike a little bit later in the show. So we don't know who's going to be the quarterback next week. We don't know what the offense is going to look like. They did try to go to Kenny Stills early in the game, and the ball was woefully thrown at best, and Stills was double covered. So we were almost lucky it wasn't thrown on target, or probably would have been picked. But we do need to figure out how to mix in a deep play with all these kind of short plays.
Yeah, and maybe something where we're in the same formation and we do some sort of fake to Albert Wilson and then send him deep and then hit Kenny Stills on the other side.
Yeah.
Something to attract the defensive attention to one side and then quickly hit him to the other side.
Yeah, and I did like the use of the tight ends yesterday. I thought that Nick O'Leary played really well. Not that I was specifically watching for him, but he made some real nice catches. And I know Smythe was in on the end for blocking, which was good. And then Gesicki had that one play where he hurdled a defensive player trying to tackle him. That showed some athletic ability. So things are definitely looking up, Landon, which is a lot different tone than last week. I heard from some people that we were a little negative last week, that we weren't real positive. But last week was tough. I don't know if they would have lost that game on that Drake fumble, I may have been done with football. That may have been the end.
Yeah, I would have been very upset too. I wouldn't say it was the end, but I would have been pretty upset.
Yeah, well, you're also 30 years younger than me. You haven't been beaten up as much as I have over the years by this team. You just wait.
But just about every other team has had to suffer the same kind of thing where players get injured and they lose games because of it. But none of those teams have beaten the Bears in overtime in such a game like that.
That is true. That is true. All right. Let's look ahead a little bit to the Lions, and then we'll get to our picks of the week. We're competing against Mike on that. So, what are your thoughts about playing the Detroit Lions? The Detroit Lions, like the Bears, for the second week in a row, Landon, we're playing a team coming off a bye week, which I don't love. Thank you, schedule makers. Both teams will come in certainly well rested. The good news is, hopefully, it'll stay hot down in Miami and take these Lions and kind of roast them a little bit.
The humidity will definitely be our friends. And kind of following that, I feel like we need to run the ball if we're going to be successful. Not necessarily in the past game, because for all we know currently, Brock Osweiler may be starting again, and that could be very concerning. So if we're able to go in, run the ball with conviction, I feel like it's going to be a pretty good game for us.
Yeah, I think running the ball is going to be the key. I think differently than the teams we've played the last couple of weeks. The Patriots always do crazy things against us on offense, but they ran the ball really well. The Bears ran the ball well, and Tariq Cohen out of these little dinks and dunks was that, or Greg Jennings called it the Houston play, just kept killing us on that. They were isolating Raekwon against a much faster player. Even Baker trying to cover him, it just wasn't a matchup that we could win. And then Cincinnati, you had Joe Mixon running pretty well. This Detroit team is not known for their running. They have the rookie Kerryon Johnson out of Auburn, who's a very talented running back, but he's still a rookie. And then they just have a bunch of, LeGarrette Blount is excellent on short yardage, and that's it. So it's going to come down to our defense against Matthew Stafford. And Landon, there's one area of our defense that is very, very concerning to me. See if you share this this same concern.
Is our common like agreement with the secondary?
Well, it's just the one cornerback. So if McCain is out again, and I'm hoping he's going to be able to play because he seemed like he was relatively close this week, Torrey McTyer played awful. And then the coaches clearly don't trust Cordae Tankersley, and they brought him in at the end to replace McTyer, and that didn't look very well. So if McCain is out there, I feel real good because Detroit does have excellent receivers with Tate, Galladay. They have a very good receiving core. But if we have our full complement of defensive backs, I think we're in good shape. Where I think we are in trouble is if they're running out all their receivers and we're running out McTyer or Tankersley, because they will just pick that side apart. They will isolate that guy, and that will take us out of where we need to be. And that's what scares me about Detroit, is that if we don't have McCain playing, we're sort of down a pretty big man against that team.
Yeah, that does concern me too, especially when we just came off of quite a few games of the run game killing us. Imagine if all this preparation for another run demolition and they go out and throw the ball for 300, 400 yards. That wouldn't be good.
No, that would not be good. We would not want that to happen. Because even though we put up the offensive explosion that we did, we can't expect that every week. I would hope that this week that we get back. We really ran the ball well, and I would love to continue to run the ball. Matt Patricia, their coach, was with Belichick for years, so he knows our team, he knows our personnel. But this screen game isn't going to cut it every single week, so we've got to figure out how to get a little more diversity in the offense. All right, Landon, what else you want to talk about with the Detroit game before we hit our picks?
I think we covered it off with what I think.
Okay. Well, give me your keys. Your real my keys are going to be us continuing to run the ball and then being able to match up whoever that cornerback opposite Xavien Howard is. What are your keys for the game?
Running the ball, having less turnovers than them, and then watching Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, and Golladay.
All right. Well, you seem to have that part figured out. Let me have your prediction, Landon. Dolphins hosting Lions.
I think we're going to win in a pretty good game. I feel like the score is going to be 28-21.
Okay. Do you have any Detroit friends in the neighborhood?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember my good friend Mark, who works here where I work, who has the candy dish. He's a Detroit fan. So I expect you to be taunting him throughout the week with pictures of jerseys and stuff, okay?
I will do.
Okay. All right. My prediction, I'm going to reverse jinx it. I'm going to predict the Dolphins will lose because hopefully that will bring a win like it did last week. All right. Should we leave it at that, Landon?
Yes, we should.
All right. So let's get into our picks. So as I said, we're recording this on Monday, which means our picks are incomplete from last week. So as of right now, Mike is 11-6, and he is the Green Bay Packers minus 9.5 on Monday Night Football against the 49ers tonight. We picked, he went 1-1 with his other picks. He won in Atlanta, lost on Cleveland, so he's now 11-6. Landon, we went 2-1. Even though all of our teams won, the Rams didn't win by enough, so we are 10-8. So if Mike loses tonight, he will be a one game ahead of us. If he wins tonight, he will be two games ahead of us. So Landon, let's start off with your two picks for week 7.
My first pick is the Patriots over the Chicago Bears. And I feel like the Patriots, they went out and they beat us in a game that I don't want to talk about at all, ever again. And the Bears were struggling up against us, and we did come up with a win. So I feel like the Patriots will win that game.
Yeah, and the current line on that is -3. So Patriots -3. All right, what is your second pick, Landon?
My second pick is the Rams over the 49ers. The 49ers are not doing very good, especially with a backup quarterback up against this Rams defense that has been very, very good. And I feel like they will blow the 49ers out of the water.
Okay. There's not a line set on that one yet because we need to see what happens tonight. So we will have to see what that line is. The team that I'm going to take is the Kansas City Chiefs. They are -5.5 on Sunday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. I thought I saw a lot from the Chiefs last night. What an exciting game that was. What a great week of football. Between the Dolphins game, which was amazing. I enjoyed watching the Cowboys pound the Jaguars. And then being able to watch after the baseball, that the end of that Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes showdown. But I think the Chiefs at home, coming off the Cincinnati team that lost kind of in heartbreaking fashion, should be in good shape. So our picks are the Rams, which we don't have a line on, the Patriots currently -3, and the Chiefs -5.5. You'll have to listen to Mike's podcast later in the week because we've totally thrown off the whole balance of the week. I don't know if Mike's going to release this on Wednesday or not. If you do, Mike, maybe drop in a line here updating the schedule as to who you picked. I don't know. We can figure that out later. All right, Landon, any other closing final thoughts before we wrap up the lucky number 13 episode of the Landon and Jeff Show?
The only thing is, I really hope we win.
Yeah, all right. Any thoughts do you have to say to the fans of the Landon and Jeff Show who've this is the 13th time they've put up with us? Anything you want to say to the people who are listening?
Thank you for listening to us and keeping up with me and my dad. And please leave a comment.
Yeah, we would like to hear a comment from somebody. I mean, you think Velardo, who knows how to, like, program and design full internet sites here, would at least figure out how to leave a comment on the website. Maybe one of these days. All right, Landon, why don't you take it home?
That has been episode 13 of the Landon Jeff Show. I have been Landon.
Well, you still are Landon. You haven't have been, right?
Yes, sir. All right. This has been Landon.
Yeah. Well, this is still Landon, and this is still Landon's dad, Jeff. And I'm excited, Landon. As a teenager, you're 1 week into being a teenager, you're still talking to me. So this is all good. I'm enjoying this.
I bet you are.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week with episode 14 of Landon and Jeff.